And as we've seen, even the merest hint that portions of the DIA collection are being appraised by experts from Christie's has led to impassioned pleas from all over Michigan to keep the artwork out of the bankruptcy proceedings. Among the voices raised in this statewide conversation is that of longtime Detroit journalist Bill McGraw. His recent piece in Deadline Detroit says it all. Six things about Detroit that are worse than the idea of selling its artwork. Bill McGraw joins us now. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Thanks very much for having me.
Bill, before we get into those things that you feel are worse than the idea of selling DIA artwork, give us your view overall about the Detroit Institute of Arts and its sizable collection. What do you think it means to the city and to Michigan?
Well, I think it means a great deal. It's obviously a tremendous collection of culture. It's a tremendous tourist attraction. I took a young guy, a friend of a friend, on a tour of Detroit a couple weeks ago, and we stopped so I could show him the Diego Rivera murals, and he was blown away, and he just wanted to sit there for, 30 minutes and drink it all in.
Take us now, if you will, through those ideas that you had, things about Detroit that are worse than the idea of selling its artwork, such as?
Well, the points I made in my story were, first of all, I acknowledged selling the artwork does not mean, for instance, the pensioners are going to be made whole. My main concern in my article was that the people who worked for the city of Detroit over the years, especially who worked in public safety and put their lives on the line every day when they went to work, they could come out of bankruptcy in really bad shape that's going to have horrible consequences for the rest of their lives. And I noted that there's been much less outcry about that situation than there has been about selling some of the art. No one says they're going to sell all the art of the DIA. And I know even selling a couple pieces could be catastrophic, the way the art world works and all that. But, I wasn't advocating selling the art, and I acknowledged it wasn't a 1 + 1 = 2, that if you sell some art, the pensioners would be made whole. But I think that people need to come first, and in this part of the discussion, people haven't come first. And taking people's pensions away, if anyone can imagine what it would be like to suddenly not have most of their 401k that they've been saving up for the last 25 years. The other things I mentioned were the things in Detroit that don't work, which are legendary now, police response, fire response, the level of crime, the lack of ability to demolish buildings in a timely way. I did kind of ask the question, if bankruptcy could fix those things, and it would mean selling some art, do we want those things fixed? Do we want Detroit to be a city that works like most cities in America work? Or do we want to have a city that's still desperately poor and dysfunctional, but we have a great art museum?
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with journalist Bill McGraw, whose piece in Deadline Detroit is entitled Six Things About Detroit That Are Worse Than the Idea of Selling Its Artwork. For instance, your number three is dying when a roof collapses on you while you're fighting a fire, and because your emergency alert is broken, your fellow firefighters can't find you. And this, of course, did happen.
That did happen about, I think it was 2010, to Walt Harris, who I knew. A firefighter from an East Side fire company, and they were in an abandoned house, and the roof collapsed, and the firefighters couldn't find him. Now, no one's saying he wasn't going to die anyways because of the tragic situation he was found in, or he found himself in. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, the fire department can't repair its equipment, and firefighters who are the busiest in the country are working with trucks that don't work and equipment that doesn't work, and that's one of the many, many aspects of the dysfunction of Detroit that, again, is bankruptcy supposed to fix those things? Bankruptcy is supposed to wipe the books clean of Detroit's debt and give Detroit a fresh start. But those are the types of things that don't work in Detroit like they work in Chicago and New York and Indianapolis.
Why is it, do you think, Bill, that so many people are up in arms about the prospect of selling a Matisse or a Van Gogh, but when it comes to the streetlights, and as you point out, crying over your dead 12-year-old after she's hit by a car on Schaefer when the streetlights are out, why is that not getting as much agitation?
Well, I think, the DIA is obviously it's a huge symbol. It's literally this beautiful building that sits, on Woodward Avenue that's like we said earlier, it's both an attraction for cultural reasons and for tourist reasons. The daily lives of people in Detroit, just like the daily lives and people, say, in Cleveland or anywhere else, if you're not right there, it's not part of your, I guess, your daily consciousness. And I don't think it's because of any ill will on people elsewhere in Michigan, people who live in cities where when you call the police, they come right away. People forget what it would be like to live in a city where that isn't taken for granted. And daily life in Detroit, which happens for 700,000 people, plus all the visitors and the people who work in Detroit, those things sort of get, in a way, kind of left by the wayside in this debate.
Bill, what kind of conversations do you hope that your piece in Deadline Detroit might trigger?
Well, I hope for one thing that it triggers the importance of making sure the retirees are kept whole. They're not the banks. The banks are going to be in the insurance company that insure the money of the bondholders and all this. Those people got into selling Detroit bonds knowing full well Detroit was in bad shape financially. The pensioners are totally innocent victims who worked for the city for however many years. Part of the deal was, we'll work for you. If we are a firefighter or an EMS or a cop, we'll put our lives in the line every day, and we have a decent but certainly not elaborate pension waiting for us when we retire. And they're the ones that, for some reason, whether it's federal help or state help, should be kept whole. And as we know, the state constitution makes it very clear that though that pensions are not to be tampered with. So it's going to be very interesting what the federal bankruptcy judge decides, you know, how that's going to be handled and whether the state is going to have to pick up the money for these retirees. So that's really the main point of my discussion, sort of let's think of the pensioners.
Longtime Detroit journalist Bill McGraw, his piece, Six Things About Detroit That Are Worse Than the Idea of Selling Its Artwork, can be found at deadlinedetroit.com. Bill, thanks so much.
Thanks very much for having me.